with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. retail sales grew last month.
The Commerce Department reports an increase in November of 0.7%. That's 0.2% better than October's number. November's jump in retail sales includes the early phase of the winter holiday shopping season. The news about the boost in spending also comes as the Fed begins its two-day policy meeting with its announcement tomorrow whether it might cut its key interest rate for a third time this year. George Williams reporting.
President-elect Donald Trump was talking TikTok yesterday with the company's chief executive at Mar-a-Lago, offering a glimmer of hope for the Chinese-based video platform that's hoping not to be banned from the U.S. unless it's sold to new owners.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
The ByteDance-owned app, expected to be banned from the company's 170 million U.S. users as of next month unless it's sold to a company not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. The horror of a mass school shooting struck in the Madison area for the second time in 7 months yesterday.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said police received a call from the school and staff at a nearby police training center, responded from there.
So what began as a training day became an actual day.
He did not give details about the age or gender of the suspected shooter, who also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 school with about 390 students.
It's Haya Panjawi reporting, and officials have since confirmed that it is a girl who carried out that shooting. Slow going on Wall Street in early trading right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 244 points. This is SRN News. America's college professors say they're afraid.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life laws. Prescriptions like these, made online and over the phone, are a key reason that a number of abortions has increased, actually, across the country since some state bans kicked into effect. This is SRN News. Indiana officials preparing to execute the state's first death row inmate in 15 years.
Joseph Corcoran was convicted in 1999 in the fatal shootings of his brother and three other men. If Corcoran is put to death as scheduled Wednesday, it will be the state's first execution since 2009. Corcoran's attorneys have asked a federal court to stay his execution, arguing it would be unconstitutional because he has a serious mental illness. Indiana officials have refused to discuss how they obtained the sedative used for this lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
A U.S. Senate committee says at least two internal Amazon studies have found a relationship between worker speed and injuries in the online retailer's warehouses. The report issued over the weekend to the Senate Committee on Health, Labor, and Pensions says Amazon rejected many of those studies' safety recommendations. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.